Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, precious saints of God. Welcome to another manna from heaven. That was Alan Jackson, Take It to the Lord in Prayer. And I am beseeching you to keep me in your prayers as I prepare to deliver the Celebration of Life sermon at tomorrow at our dear brother Harvey Rackmeyer's going home service. I'll be preaching out of Genesis chapter 5. Let me just share with you what my text will be tomorrow. Genesis chapter 5, my main focus will be on verse number 24. And it reads, "And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him." I'm going to be sharing tomorrow at this service, where there's going to be a lot of people who don't know the Lord. I'm going to be sharing on when God takes us. When God takes us. And there's a special taking of the believer when he dies or when she dies. They're escorted to heaven by God himself when God takes us. It is a unique death, the death of the believer. Because God himself who comes to pick us up when we disengage, when our soul, body, and spirit disengages on that deathbed, God comes to receive his children up into glory. So that's what I'm going to be sharing on tomorrow. Don't forget, I'm going to be preaching on revival Sunday morning, so I covet your prayers for tomorrow's sermonette and for Sunday morning's sermon on revival. We are here in the book of Romans, the 16th chapter. Today we're going to be looking at the last person mentioned by name. Paul begins in chapter 16, verse 1, by mentioning Phoebe. It's the first person he mentions in this chapter. "I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister." And he ends by mentioning Olympus, that's the last person mentioned in this particular section of Romans 16. So let us turn to Scripture. Let us open up our Bibles. And let us consider Romans chapter 16, verses 1 through 15. This is a major section here. This is a major 16-verse section. This section ends with verse 16. And then verse 17 and following is another section. So let's look at Romans 16, 1 through 15. Thus beginneth the reading of God's word.
Romans 16. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaenetus, who is the firstfruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobus, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them.
Salute Olympus and all the saints which are with them. Lord, again, we draw near, as we do every day. We draw near because you alone have the words that will sustain us, that will feed us from day to day. We turn to your word. We turn to you. We turn to Scripture. We turn to the golden book with the golden rules. We turn to our God and his inspired text. Father, bless us. Teach us. Encourage us, we pray. Guide us into all truth. Lead us in the paths of righteousness, for thy name's sake, that whatsoever we do today may bring glory to you, that we would never by our actions stain the testimony, the good name of your church. Bless us, O God. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Salute Philologus and Julia and Nereus and his sister and Olympus. This is the last individual mentioned by name in this section, section 1, verse 1 through 16, Olympus, Olympus. Why Olympus last? Well, Olympus means heaven bound. Heavenly, bright. It's a Roman name. It's a Roman masculine proper noun. Heaven bound. Are we not all pilgrims? Are we not people of God whose citizenship is in heaven? Are we not traveling through the earth? Are we not on a celestial pilgrimage? Are we not today members of the church militant who will one day, like our dear brother Harvey and our dear sister Joyce Ten Eyck, will we not transfer our membership from the church militant to the church triumphant? Of course. We end with Olympus because that is the end of us all. We're all heaven bound. We're all on our way to glory. When God starts with you and with me, we're a diamond in the rough. When God starts out with you and me, there's so many things that God, the great sculptor, must chip away from our lives. But when he's done, when he's worked on us, when he's molded us, when he's chipped away, when he has fashioned us anew to be in the likeness of Christ, we then are heaven bound. We are fit for heaven, not because we earned it, not because we studied and passed some exam and we had all the correct Bible answers. No, that doesn't make us fit for heaven. Being successful and getting an A on a Bible quiz does not make you fit for heaven. Singing all the hymns at a perfect pitch does not make you fit for heaven. No, my brothers and sisters, being filled with good works, feeding the poor and clothing the naked and visiting people in the nursing home, that doesn't earn salvation. No. We are heaven bound because God has saved us. He's made us new creatures. And over time, because it's an overtime kind of work, it takes decades for God to take you and me and to mold us and to fashion us to be more and more like Jesus. That doesn't happen the moment you get saved. That doesn't happen the moment you become born again. It is a lengthy process for God to take you from what you once were when you came to the cross and you repented and you confessed your sins to what he would have you to be. It's a long, lengthy process. The more we yield to God, the more we surrender to God, the more we stop fighting with God and we just let him have his way with our hearts and our minds, the more we become like Olympus, the more we are being fashioned and prepared to be heaven bound. Heaven bound. I want to be heaven bound. My home is heaven. My final destiny is heaven. That new Jerusalem that John describes as coming down from God, that beautiful city with its 12 gates and its 12 foundations, that beautiful city that welcomes me and welcomes all those who love the Lord Jesus Christ. That city that is prepared for all those who walk with God and are no more, for God took them. Are you an Olympus by nature? Are you heaven bound? Do you know with great certainty that God is working on you each and every day? Do you see the improvements God has spiritually made on you? Can you look back and say, well, I first came to the Lord on such and such a date, and it's been 2 decades, 3 decades, and I can see the improvement. I can see where Jesus was molding me and forming me and changing me and renewing me, and I can testify that I have seen the mighty hand of God and that he has taken me from glory to glory. Is that you? If it is you, you are an Olympus. You are heaven bound. You are heavenly. There was a man, a poet, a literary scholar, a Frenchman, who wrote a play. I don't remember the name of the play offhand, but it was about heaven and hell, And he wrote about how sinners would hate being in heaven, how they would hate being in heaven because their heart, they never loved God, they never loved the Lord, they never had any intent on loving God. They reject God. They reject his commandments. They will never be heaven bound because they hate everything about heaven, including the God who reigns there, not you and I. We know where we're going. We say with the Holy Spirit, come, Lord Jesus. We can't wait for the rapture. We can't wait for the resurrection of the dead in Christ. For we know that those who are raptured and those who died in Christ and are resurrected shall forever be with the Lord because they are heaven bound. And earth is not our home. We'll leave it there. I hope and pray that in your heart you would say, yes, am an Olympus. Yes. I'm looking to go home to be with my Heavenly Father. I want to close today's program with another Alan Jackson song. The song is entitled, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. He's calling you and me. Have some fellowship with the Lord. Take a few minutes today. And just meet with Jesus, talk with Jesus, fellowship with Jesus, commune with Jesus. For softly and tenderly, he is calling.
Earnestly, tenderly. come.